Freestyle Friday.
Good morning, evening, or afternoon. It's your boy Holiday, talking to you from the Distraction Network. You're on Freestyle Friday. And I want to tell y'all a story. So, I can't remember what year it was. Was it 2015 or 16? Super Bowl participants. 2015. Nah, it had to be 16 then, right? Mm-mm. Okay, yes, it was. So the story I want to tell you guys is the 2016 Super Bowl. So a lot of people that listen to this, and if you've been going to past shows before you got here, would know that I have not watched NFL since, I think it was the 2017 season. After the 2017 Super Bowl, I think. But my favorite football team was the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers went to the Super Bowl in 2016. The last time. And from the recording of this podcast. As they was going through the Super Bowl, they were 15-0, 16-0. They went into the playoffs undefeated, I think, right? I can't remember. Were they undefeated? I think they were undefeated. 2015-16 Carolina Panther record. While they're showing me the 2004-2025. Let's go to 15. So during the 2015-2016 season, the Carolina Panthers went 15-1. And then they went into the playoffs, got to the Super Bowl. No issues at all. There was no way anybody thought they was going to win that Super Bowl. That were fans, right? If you was a fan, you did not think the Carolina Panthers was going to lose that Super Bowl. And I'm talking about if you was a Panthers fan, if you was a Falcons fan, if you was a Broncos fan, fans was overwhelmingly thinking the Panthers were going to win that Super Bowl. Come that week of, the week before, people that knew about football, I ain't talking about fans, I ain't talking about commentators, I ain't talking about none of that. I'm talking about people that played football will look at the two teams and say, I don't see how they're going to pull this off. Like, the records say what they say. Cam is balling. But I don't see how they're going to pull this off. I'm looking at the defense of the Broncos, and I'm looking at the Carolina Panthers. I don't see how they're going to pull this off. You got Cam Newton throwing to a mailman, a fireman, and a police chief. Cam Newton is your whole offense, and it's just one person against everybody on the Broncos defense. I don't see that. I don't see how it's going to go. You got Peyton Manning. But you got Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has a team with him. Carolina has a defense too. But you have one man going against a whole defense. And I do not see how Carolina Panthers is going to win this Super Bowl. No one listened to those guys. We thought Carolina was going to win the Super Bowl. I thought Carolina Panthers was going to win the Super Bowl to the point where I had a Super Bowl party. And at that Super Bowl party, there was one Broncos fan. I think she's from Cuba. When that happened, I started panicking. Because usually, that's how it goes down. And the Carolina Panthers lost that Super Bowl. All the experts that saw shit was telling us Carolina Panthers are going to lose that Super Bowl. And they lost that Super Bowl. Right? So, I know exactly how those experts feel today. Same thing. You guys know, if you've been listening to past episodes, you hear me in the future. I'm a big Kamala Harris supporter. Not saying that I think she is like the best or whatever like that. No. As I said before, Bernie Sanders was my first choice. And he's an old white man just like the other two that was running. Bernie Sanders was my first choice. And Kamala became my first choice once Bernie Sanders was out the race in 2020. Then I followed Kamala. And I can get behind a black woman because when I look at the things that she has done, she's done those things. Like, I know that sounds like I'm running in a circle, but if you look at the things that she has done those things. And I was going to get behind the black woman because she's black and she's a woman and support her. However, I knew it was going to be a long path from. I got a Facebook post where I just posted a picture of me and Kamala and my kids. And the wood started flying. It pissed so many people off. My defense was, I know it's going to be a hard road. She's a black woman. She's black and a woman. So that means first, she has to win over the hearts of white women, which is the hardest thing to do. Then black men, because the people that are going to support Kamala is going to be other black women. Everybody else she has to work super hard for. And I don't expect her to win. I want her to win. I don't expect her to win. Because in America's heart, and America's heart is racist and sexist. The heart of America is racist and sexist. And those are two things. So I didn't expect it. I expected it to go the way it did this week. I didn't expect it to go so hard the way it did this week. I thought it was going to be a little bit closer. Not a lot closer, but a little bit closer. I thought she was going to win everything except for Pennsylvania. Let me look at the map. Because they didn't fool me by much. So let's see. I thought she was going to win Michigan and Wisconsin. I thought she was going to lose Pennsylvania, Georgia. And maybe pick up or lose Nevada. Didn't know what she was going to do with Nevada. But it didn't really matter. Once she lost Pennsylvania, it was going to be over. She ended up losing Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada. All of those were blue in 2020, and they went red. So, I mean, that's what I expected. Like, truly, I expected her to lose. Now, what I came here to say today is a whole bunch of other stuff. But I'm going to keep it simple because my new goal for this year is to keep my podcast short. And I'm already at 9 minutes. Black people in America. It's a couple of things I need to talk to you guys about. First of all, you know the saying, When they show you who you are, believe them. When they show you who they are, believe them. Over the last, I've been on this earth for 42 years. And I feel like in 2024, we are behind where we were in 1994. Like, we're behind that. You let other races and other people dictate your thoughts. Because you don't want to read and look up things. I had a whole conversation. It's only one person I deem worth, like, I care for enough to have the conversation with. And he thought Kamala Harris was so evil because she arrests people. First of all, she's a DA. She was a DA. Second of all, her record is nothing like everyone was saying her record was. If you just go read, like, with the facts there, like, sometimes people post proof of the things they read, and then you can go check that proof. It's called doing research. So sometimes people do research for you, and you just trust the people that's doing the research for you, right? And in order to trust those people, you do peer research. That means that other scholars had looked over it. They have verified it. So what makes it easier for you as a reader, it's already been verified by other people, like scholars, peer group studies. And you can take heed to that. So when they show you who they are, believe them. Right now, it is November the 8th. White man voted for Kamala 60% of white men voted for Donald Trump. 53% of white women voted for Donald Trump. These are the numbers that I told you they were going to be at before. Black men, I told you it was going to jump up. 21% voted for Donald Trump. Now, I do have to do one thing. Since I said something last week, Noriega, you put Kamala on your show, on your news feed, in order to try to help her out. Good job. I commend you for it. Thank you, brother. Fat Joe, you showed the fuck out a couple of days before the last weekend before the election for Kamala, even though you bought Trump shoes. You showed out for Kamala. You did what you could try to work raise awareness about her. Good job. I commend you, brother. Lil Wayne, you didn't go out and take pictures with Donald Trump this time with the thumbs up right before the election. I commend you, brother. Good job. 50 Cent, you didn't take his money and go out there and shake his hand and do all the things. I commend you, brother. Good job. So, again, if she would have won, it would have been black women. Black women, only 7% of black women voted for Trump. 91% voted for Kamala. 77% of black men voted for Kamala. Now, I'm going to say, I feel like that's okay. I wish it was more like 10%. Like, black men and black women, like, you should be able to walk past 9 of them and 10 of them, and 9 of them have voted for Kamala. And I'm going to tell you why. If everyone in the black community would have did their research, talked to each other, voted in unison, but all you really had to do was do your research. Actually pick up a book and read. Actually pick up an article and read. read the references. Read where they come from. Go look at the references. Have conversations, like real conversations, after doing your research. And look at them. Like, do you want a coherent person? Do you want someone dancing in the wind? Do you want somebody that can't open the door to a garbage truck? Or do you want someone who can take high heels and walk down the plane steps? Do you want a VP currently, or a president that someone has voted out already? You want a felon? You want a prosecutor? I understand the felon prosecutor part, but you want a rapist in the office? Like, in all, with a guy that says he's going to, he's whistleblowing saying he's going to deport immigrants, when an illegal immigrant is on his team, and there's an illegal immigrant, let me say this right, a person on his team was once an illegal immigrant. A person in his house was once an illegal immigrant. But he doesn't like illegal immigrants, and he want to send them back to Mexico and other brown countries. Y'all missing the point there. Like, they're not anti-immigrant. They're anti-black people. They don't want to send people back to Canada. They want to send people back to Mexico and Haiti and South America and Africa. That's where they want to send people. Latino men, 55% voted for Trump. Latino women, 38% voted for Trump. There's a thing called whitening of the race. All other races, 46% voted for Trump. There's a thing called whitening of the race. You have to look it up. You have to understand that. Latinos, Asians, I don't know how it is when they're in their own countries. But I think it's like they're in their own country too, from a few people I talked to. But a lot of races want to whiten themselves up. Go look at Sammy Sosa. Shit, go look at Lil' Kim, Michael Jackson. Like, it's a thing. Like, a lot of races as a whole like to lighten themselves up. I know some Mexican friends that don't want people to know that they're Mexicans. I know the way they voted. So I'm not going to go deep into all of that stuff, but I want to say I read all these percentages off. Black men, we didn't do as good as black women, but 77% for Trump. I clap hands on that. Black women, you are queens. Love y'all to death. Now, for the rest of these motherfuckers, I do need to say, we got to do better at who we choose to keep in our company. When we at work, when we are not at work, when we are in our everyday lives, when we bring people around, we need to be careful about who we let in our lives. When you're at work, if you work for someone, you have to be around who you have to be around. If you own a business, you have to do things the way you have to do things. So money is money. Like, right now, Tesla stock going up like crazy. I don't like Elon Musk. I did not move my stock over. But I should have. I just didn't think about it because all these other things is going on. I do a lot of charity at this time of year. This year, at this time of year, I do a lot of charity. Last year, it was the same way in the year before. So, at this time of year, I do a lot of charity. So, I lose a lot of wherewithal when it comes to my own personal stuff. But I should have moved money over to Tesla, because money is money. It's going to make money. But what I'm saying is, I ain't gonna say don't be friendly to these motherfuckers, but we have to go back to the way our grandparents did it. We know what they're thinking. The results of the election is in. That showed us that they will take a bumbling idiot over a black woman, no matter how cleaned up and polished she is. They will take a bumbling idiot over a white woman, too. But right now, we're just talking about that black woman. Black and woman, as I started out saying, it's a very hard thing to overcome. No one really has their back, except for other black women. And black men. Black men stand behind black women as well, but it's every other race. So we have to protect our black women. She should have got more votes from black men, but she should have got more votes from everyone just on credentials alone. It should not have been a big loss for her like that. Credentials alone. It would have been a landslide if Joe Biden was carrying her credentials. So, that's all that I have to say. Next week, I'm going to do a deeper dive into all of this stuff. And with the regular Freestyle Friday stuff. So, we're going to bring Camel Toe Tap and Black back on. We're going to bring guests back on. We're going to talk to some people. But yeah, we're gonna keep them short. This is probably the longest one that we're gonna have. I'm sorry for that. I'm trying to keep them down to 10 minutes. But until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla.